Mike Preston joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, what's going on this morning?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. You were there up close and personal, Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens. Your thought of this football game before we get to your report card?
You know, a couple weeks ago, when you asked me if the Ravens were the best team in the National Football League, and I said, I don't know, 49ers, whatever. But I did say they were the most complete team.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
You watched those games in the Ravens. I mean, their offense didn't bring their A game, but their defense played well enough to win. And then you watch that Kansas City New England game, and you see Kansas City falling apart at the end because they have no defense. New England, you don't know what they're doing offensively at times. And then you look at the Ravens and say, they're a complete football team. That's what you want this time of year. That's what you're seeing. And their defense played well enough to win. And, you know, the best thing about for this team was Lamar didn't bail him out. He didn't have his A game either, and they still won. That's a good sign. And you knew they weren't going to keep blowing out teams like that. It's the National Football League. So that was the most impressive thing for me yesterday.
And, Mike, I know we're looking at the grades, and the one I wanted to talk about was the receiver grades. Were you surprised how fast Hayden Hurst was? I got to admit, I was a little taken aback by it.
No, I've seen him in practice where he would just take off there in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
He has outstanding speed, but he may have surprised the Bills yesterday because I thought he got through the one safety clean, but I thought the other would come pick him up.
He got a wrong angle, didn't he?
Yes, and he just blew him away.
Yeah.
And the best thing about it was once he caught the ball and he blew him away, those corners couldn't catch him either.
No.
And the guy just ran away from him. He's a big guy, but he's fast, extremely fast. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Ravens made him the top pick, because Mark Andrews has the hands, but Hayden has that speed.
Mike, what about the atmosphere? I know it was windy, but it sounded like the Buffalo crowd came in excited and then left rather disappointed.
Well, you know something, and they were disappointed because they lost, but they see what's coming here. This is an up-and-coming football team. I mean, defensively, they did an outstanding job of doing some things to the Ravens. And keep an eye on that, guys, because 2 weeks in a row, San Francisco came out with that game plan in the second half. Buffalo took it further, and you're seeing some things there. But this team has they have a good defense. They just don't have the skill players yet. Josh Allen, inaccurate, but if he hits a couple of those passes early, it may have been a different ball game because their receiver's open, and sometimes he missed them, and other times he couldn't catch.
Yeah.
But very windy. I mean, you saw that on the pass that he threw to Andrews, and he kind of dropped it, and, you know, people were criticizing Andrews, saying, oh, he should have caught it, touched his hand. And if you're a receiver and that ball gets hung up in the air and you're trying to time your jump and it doesn't come down, it just hangs, that's what you have. You drop them because your timing is off, and that's what I think happened to him. But it was very windy and not a good day to throw the ball around.
I agree with you, Mike. It was, you know, they had some receivers getting behind Ravens secondary. Look a little suspect there. I know you gave the defensive line a high grade, A-, linebackers an A. You impressed by what those two units did?
You know, I thought the linebackers, especially their blitzes and their pressures, they were on Josh Allen all day. And inside, they're good inside with those inside people with Pierce and Brandon Williams. But, man, on the outside, their ends and those outside linebackers, you know, I thought the Bills would run at them more. And they did in the second quarter, and then they got away from it and tried to be cute again, start throwing the ball. That's what I don't like about the Ravens defense and their outside people. But those linebackers in that front group, those tackles, they were good yesterday. They dominate. And the Bills had no clue how to stop that pressure. Six sacks and a whole bunch of hurries. That's a good day for your top seven.
Who disappointed you yesterday, Mike?
Probably their secondary, of how these receivers were getting behind them, especially early in the game. And some of these guys were wide open. And it wasn't as glaring, Rob, as we saw earlier in the season, you know, with anybody in the TV, in the picture.
Right.
But they were there. They were open. And I think this is a veteran group. I mean, you got Earl Thomas, you got Peters, you got Jimmy Smith. And I think Jimmy Smith is a step slow.
Yeah,
I
mean, that two-point conversion.
At some point, I might consider moving him to safety because he doesn't play with aggression. He just kind of lets him catch it, and then comes up and makes the play. He's afraid of giving up the big play. Marlon Humphreys is playing out of his mind still. But I just couldn't believe those receivers were that wide open. And they aren't great receivers. I mean, you look at that group and saying, hey, man, there's nobody here that wows you. That was disappointing. And the offensive line, you know, I think I gave them a C-. It was not one of their better days, but Buffalo up front, especially their nose tackles, they handled that rookie center from the Ravens yesterday. He struggled.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.